Music right there from Oakland, California band Shannon and the Clams. This is a band that channels doo-wop, early rock, and 1960s girl groups with a dose of R&B, surf, punk, and garage psych all thrown in too. It is always a party with Shannon and the Clams. We heard the song I Will Miss the Jasmine. That is the opening song to the band's album Gone by the Dawn. In the middle, it is music from a band making their girly so groovy a radio debut, The Would-Be Goods. They're an intelligent and stylish indie pop group. Now, this is a band who has made a splash in the 1980s and have trucked along ever since, and for whatever reason have not made their way onto Girly So Groovy until now. When you dig into any album by the Would-Be Goods, you will find perfectly written vignettes of heartbreak and kitchen sink dramas sung delicately and backed by musicians with a light touch, while their latest album, Tears Before Bedtime, will bring no surprises as it follows that signature formula for the Would-Be Goods. We heard the song The Gallopers. It's the song that opens the entire new album, Tears Before Bedtime. And then starting the set off, I felt like both Would-Be Goods and Shannon and the Clams definitely pull from that 1960s girl group sound. So that's what we actually started the set with. Claudine Clark, Macon, Georgia. R&B, soul, girl group artist Claudine Clark with the song Party Lights. That goes back to 1962. It's the title track from Claudine Clark's album Party Lights. Now, at that time in the 1960s, it's sad to say that in many ways, the girl group sound was almost easily equated to factory style songwriting. Voices that were just lined up to sing songs that were kind of belted or quickly written out by singer-songwriters that had nothing to do with the actual singers. Factory style songwriting is what I'm trying to get at, and then quickly finding voices to do that. So where I'm going with all of this is to say that a lot of the girl groups from the 1960s, while they were some great voices, sadly, they were not the ones getting to pen their own music. Claudine Clark is one of the rare exceptions. Claudine Clark wrote both lyrics and music to the music that she makes. So in some ways, it's sad that an artist with that talent was swallowed up by factory pop of the 1960s. But at the same time, to give the flowers when flowers are due for someone like Claudine Clark. I hope I made sense. There's been a couple times while recording the show that I've thought, I can tell I've been off for 2 weeks. Sometimes it's like a bike, sometimes it's not, but I think I made sense with that. All right, where are we going to next? Oh, I know. We are going to go back to an album that is now over 5 decades old. This is a woman that has, in many ways, single-handedly shaped the sounds of art rock and punk rock. Of course, I am talking about Patti Smith here on Girly So Groovy.
His father died. He left him a little farm in New England. All the long black funeral cars left the scene, and the boys just standing there alone, looking at the shiny red tractor. But him and his daddy used to sit inside and circle the blue fields and grease the night. It was as if someone had spread butter on all the fine points of the stars, cause when he looked up they started to slip. And then he put his head in the crooks of his arms and he started to drift, 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 maybe have a ship, let the open, and he went inside of it and saw his daddy and the control boards streaming. Of light, he saw his daddy. little boy's face lit up with such naked joy that the sun burned around his lids and his eyes were like two suns. White lids, white opal, seeing everything just a little bit too clearly. And he looked around and there was no black ship in sight. No black funeral cars, nothing except for him. The raven fell on his knees, looked up and cried out. piles. The sun had melted the sand and it coagulated like a river of glass. When it hardened, he looked at the surface. He saw his face and where their eyes were just two white opals. Two white opals, where there were eyes, there were just two white opals. And he looked up, and the rays shot, and he saw Raven coming in. And he crawled on his back, and he went up.
It gets This one's for the ladies. Do I drive you crazy? Did I get it right? Did I get it right? Do I win the prize? Do you regret bringing me back to life? Did I get it right? Do I win the prize? Bringing me back to life. Arms outstretched back from the dead. Streetlights bursting overhead. Arms outstretched back from the dead. Streetlights bursting. Too feminine to function. A pile of bodies and a trail of destruction.
On Florence and the Machine's sixth album, Everybody Scream, vocal powerhouse Florence Welch belts out an incantation, the magic and the misery, madness and the mystery. This witch's brew pervades the full album and becomes an anthem in this world we are living in. Florence is touring in support of the new album across North America with stops in cities like Toronto, Chicago, Detroit. FlorenceandTheMachine.net for more dates. For our listeners on our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit, Florence is coming through April 13th at the Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. And then, of course, before Florence and the Machine, one of Florence's influences. In fact, Florence and the Machine released a song called Patricia in honor of Patti Smith. So that is who we started the set with. Going back over 50 years to Patti Smith's incredible debut album, Horses, we heard the song Birdland. So much more music to get to in the next hour of Girly So Groovy. But before we do that, we need to wrap up this first hour. How about some music from Toronto singer-songwriter Saya Gray from her self-titled album, Saya? We're going to listen to Shell of a Man right now here on Girly So Groovy. Forever.
song about you and your voodoo doll fetish. There's a difference in